Karen said at the beginning that today we have reached the end of our New Testament series. But actually, we've reached the end of an even longer journey than that. We've reached the end of a journey that began on the 1st of May last year, 2016. Because it's been a journey through the whole biblical story, starting in Genesis, so it's appropriate that today we end in Revelation. It's been the journey that we've looked at mainly through a lens of two particular verses right back in the first chapter of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, where God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God he created him, male and female he created them. The Bible is a story of God's self-revelation to humanity. And the first thing that he reveals about humanity is that we are made in his image. And the last thing he reveals, as in today's reading, is that this journey that we call life, from birth through to death, this journey has a destination beyond death. Over the last few years, I've had the privilege of travelling alongside a number of folk as they have their journeys have drawn to an end on this earth. And on a number of occasions, I found a brief phrase of a song coming into my mind when I've been thinking about that person and the journey, the end of their journey, and the journey that lies ahead. It's not a Christian song. It's a secular song, and it's just a couple of words, and I'll highlight afterwards which words, but from the refrain of a Simon and Garfunkel song.
But all my words are wrapped in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Overbound, I wish I was homebound. Oh, but my thoughts are scared at home. But my music's played at home.
Phrase, it's just that tiny bit, homeward bound. Homeward bound. We're all homeward bound. This earth is not our home. Life is a journey. But let's not forget that there is a destination at the end of the journey. And that destination isn't death in the grave. For those who choose to follow Jesus, life is a journey towards eternity in his presence. The destination is glorious. The destination is worth the journey. Yet, in the meantime, another phrase that we heard from that final verse of Homeward Bound haunts me rather. The thought that so much of our activity on the journey is merely emptiness in harmony. Think about that phrase, emptiness in harmony. So many meaningless words, empty deeds, selfish thoughts, emptiness in harmony. But we long to move on from emptiness to purpose, to prepare for our homecoming. For eternity won't be some kind of ethereal existence on a cloud playing a harp, or sadly, not even playing a guitar. It will be spent on a new earth, in a new city, in an almost unimaginably profound existence that the Bible only occasionally just gives us the tiniest glimpses of what it'll be like. It's an existence that they struggle to put into words because they're trying to put something beyond this earth into the words of this earth. So even here in this passage in Revelation 21, John talks about heaven not in terms of what it is, but in terms of what it isn't. He says, there is no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. But that's not the most important thing about a life in that city, in that new earth. The most important thing is that it will be the place where God dwells with his people. And in verse 3, it comes across three times. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, first time. And he will live with them, second time. They will be his people and God himself will be with them, third time. And be their God. It's home where we belong. And that was a phrase that we sang in our second song this morning. It's home because it's where our Father God is. And we're going home to him. It's there that, misusing the words of Simon and Garfunkel, it's there that our true love lies silently waiting for us. And then in one of the tenderest of images, it says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Try to imagine a tear-free, pain-free, death-free world where there's harmony between humanity and God. And if you can get a glimpse of what that must have been like, and maybe, you know, a best picture might be from Genesis chapter 1 in Eden, or Genesis chapter 2, then magnify that 1,000 times, and you catch a glimpse of why John's language is so totally inadequate to express what he sees. For a start, he says, he sees a city dressed as a bride. Which is it to be, a city or a bride? What's it matter? It's an image of celebration and joy. It's the image of a large community unburdened by the cares of this life, in harmony with one another, in harmony with God. It's an image of beauty. It's an image of Eden restored, of people walking side by side with God, unstained by sin, unashamed that we've tarnished that image that he put in us back in the beginning. It goes on in the passage to say it's an image of security because the gates will always be open to this city because there can be no evil there. And it says it's an image of light because there is no darkness, there is no night because the city is eternally lit by the glory of God. It's an image of a city without death, without mourning, without tears, without pain. It's the image of where we were made to belong. It's the image of home. And we are homeward bound. The reading goes on. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. It's a new heaven and a new earth. So it's not surprising we don't have the words to describe it. It's beyond this earth. It's beyond all that we know. But God has prepared it for those who love him. And Jesus said, I'm going ahead to prepare a place for you. That's the destination of your journey. That's where your life is heading if you trust in Jesus. I hope that you can't wait to get there. Otherwise, you haven't caught a glimpse yet of what it is. But in the meantime, don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Keep walking homeward bound, walking with God day by day, until one day you'll find that he's walking with you in his new city, in his new earth, until one day you are home. Let's pray, and then we're going to sing again. Thank you, Lord, that you don't leave us without any clues as to what lies beyond the grave. But you've just drawn back the curtains in a few places in the scriptures to show us what it is that awaits us. What it is that you promised to all who would love to be there. All who would love to walk with you for eternity. And thank you, Lord, that we are homeward bound. That is our true home. Our citizenship is not of this earth, but it's in heaven. And that's where we're headed. Thank you, Lord. Amen.